I'm delighted to be joined by Jamie Lankford, known as J.R. Lankford. She is a novelist. Back in the 90s, she wasn't. She quit her former job that involved jetting around the world, overseeing development of world standards for electrical products. And she loved traveling, and she found many different cultures, many different ideas, many different thoughts. And it led to her doing her childhood dream. That was to be a novelist, and she has succeeded, I would say, beyond wildest expectations, if I say so myself. She had an international hit novel called The Jesus Thief, and she followed that up with a sequel that was also highly acclaimed called The Secret Madonna, and she is joining me today because the third in the trilogy is, I'm not sure if it's a trilogy or not, it's the third in the series. It's called The Sacred Imposter. Jamie Lankford, she is joining me today. Jamie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. So you have had, you lived a very different life. You always wanted to be a novelist, but you spent a good deal of your life doing something else, but it never, ever, the novelist in you never left. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. When I was a child, I read my way through my childhood. And then one day I looked up and realized there was a physical world out here. And so I literally decided to be an engineer to explore it. You know, I said, oh, what are all these people and buildings and things? So I did. I traveled a great deal in that job. And it was really a path towards becoming a novelist in a way, because when I was young, I read my way around the world. I read influence on me was the great French novelist Colette, who wrote, most people in the U.S. are familiar with Gigi. She wrote that.
And so
it was all on the way.
And you did a lot of it. So you were involved in the world of make-believe, the world of fantasy. But then as an electrical engineer, you were involved in the world of reality. But you saw so many different interesting places and adventures. And it all led to let's go back to right now, The Jesus Thief. It very, very, very well received. That was the start of that, a real breakthrough. How did that happen? And I guess tell me a little bit about the story, because it's a fascinating story. It involves cloning and DNA, but of Jesus of Nazareth, and it's all from the Shroud of Turin, right?
Absolutely. Well, my husband and I are both engineers, electrical engineers, and we just love to follow all the scientific developments and breakthroughs and the latest everything. We were watching a documentary on the Shroud of Turin. I'm sure your listeners know what that is. That's the long piece of cloth owned by the Vatican that many believe is the burial cloth of Jesus. It's got the image of a man on front and back of someone who was crucified. And we were watching this show just out of curiosity. I'd always assumed that the shroud was a fake, like most people said it was, you know, a medieval fake. There were a lot of them in that time. And I learned that they'd found blood on the shroud, and it was, you know, ancient blood, and it was a type AB male blood, something that's not at all common here in the United States, but is extremely common in Jerusalem. And I couldn't believe it. And not only that, I learned that a scientist had run unauthorized PCR replication tests on the DNA. I had the title for the book, the concept, everything in my mind. I ran upstairs to Amazon thinking, surely somebody's written this. And I typed in clone Jesus, and absolutely nothing came up. And so I set out to write this book and to do it justice, because it combines science and belief in a way that is thrilling to me, and I think would be thrilling to anybody, to imagine that this could actually happen.
But, you know, there's a big leap between having an idea and turning it into a thrilling adventure novel, which is really and a story that really does hold the attention, a page turner, so to speak. That's there's a huge huge difference between writing a story and writing and filling in all of the details. So had you had any had you been doing any professional writing as well along the way?
Well, I've always written in professionally. I was editor of my school engineering school's magazine, but like I said, my first passion was reading. I read everything. When I was in, went to school, I'd read all the books already that were assigned, you know. So I had this undergirding, you know, this appreciation for literature, you know, and for words. And I sat down to write this novel, but what I didn't know was there is a craft to novel writing. It's not just art and inspiration. And when I discovered that, I just went to the bookstore, bought everything I could find on how to write a novel, and sat down and studied it like I was back in college. And then I applied it, you know. It's, and what it's really like, what surprised me, is that the technique of writing novels is the same technique of noticing life, because there are patterns to life. There are patterns to how we all behave. And so once you have that consciously in your mind, then you can, if you have talent, if you are, have inspiration, if you're good with words, you can be a novelist.
And you are indeed. Again, The Jesus Thief was the first. The Secret Madonna was the sequel. And so, you know, usually the sequel, did you have... When somebody has a, when they're writing or maybe just starting, if they have a book that really is burning passion inside of them, the sequel or even several sequels are always starting to linger right off the beginning. Was that the case with you as well?
Well, actually, no, because initially I didn't plan a sequel. I wrote The Jesus Thief so that it ended, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then in editing. Working with an agent, I realized I should cut off that last scene that I had there. It just didn't work. And so it kind of left the book hanging, and I said, well, okay, maybe. But I hadn't, what really did it was the characters. They were so alive in my mind. Their story was, to me, so compelling. They literally wouldn't let me sleep. They would wake me in the middle of the night and tell me to go to my computer and write their stories. So it's a story that's telling itself and continues to tell itself, because I'm on book four now, right?
Right. Okay. And so the Sacred Imposter continues this saga, so to speak.
Yes.
Can you give us a brief synopsis of this book? Because I've got the book in front of me. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, other than just glancing through it. But it looks like a book that you want to sit and spend some time and savor page by page. So tell me a little bit. Give me a little bit of a lead in. Let's say you're producing this for, it's turning into a Hollywood movie, and you're going to give me the 60-second commercial. How does that sound?
Ah, okay. The 60-second commercial. Well, all the books pick up the story where the last one left it, but in such a way that if you didn't read the last book, you're caught up. In this story, the characters look south to Mexico, and and I use that theme to explore Mexican themes, the Virgin of Guadalupe tradition. I was fascinated by the whole history of Mexican curanderismo, which is their herbal healing tradition. And, of course, I explored some current issues like illegal immigration, as it's called, you know, the dilemmas of undocumented workers. And so it was an opportunity to carry this story, and I like to do that in each book, to go to a different country or bring in new characters and explore different themes. and through them reveal how similar we all are.
And
because
keep,
that's what I learned in my travels.
And keeping a thread going so that you link the various books together. So the book is called The Sacred Imposter, a novel. Do you write? You're an electrical engineer. That's a disciplined profession. Do you write? Do you write with a discipline as well?
I start out with a discipline. I have a place to write. A time to write, but it turns into a passion.
Okay.
It turns into sleepless nights, forget to eat, and it just takes over my life.
And I
constantly try to be disciplined about it, but
so you start off with the intention of being disciplined about it, but the passion takes over, and I guess because it seems that every novelist that is successful has their own style. Some write 3 pages a day. They do it day after day after day, and they do it at the same time. Others will write until they're done.
Yeah, I think that's how I am. Although I do this, I bring my engineering background into this extent. I found I can't write a novel until I know how it opens and how it closes. So I write the opening scene and the closing scene first. Now I give myself permission to change it, of course, but. If I don't know where it's going and kind of like the reason I'm writing this, what is it, where is this starting and where is this ending, then I can't write.
It's the end game process, part of being, I guess, an electrical engineer, and that's what she was, that's what I guess you still are, and
yes.
And you utilize that. J.R. Langford is how it goes. Jamie Langford is how she's known as well. The Sacred Imposter is out now. Again, the trilogy of the Jesus Thief trilogy. And is this going to be a movie? Have you had a movie option on this one, or is that something yet to come?
I have had two movie options, which I still can't believe, because it's like lightning striking twice in the same place under two back-to-back blue and purple moons. That's what it's like. I mean, books aren't optioned. By serious parties, and for it to happen twice, I'm just flabbergasted. However, the process in Hollywood is just, it's not a linear process. So whether any book becomes a movie is hard to predict. And it just depends upon, luck, things coming together, the right people, the right time, the right amount of money, and all those things. So I am very hopeful that it will happen. And sitting here with fingers crossed.
Well, exciting anyway. Living the dream, that's for sure. It's J.R. Langford, The Sacred Imposter. Now, the book is out now, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, again, The Sacred Imposter. Need any more information? What's the best website to go to find out more about you?
Well, you can go to jrlankford.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which is I'm loving it because people are coming there from all over the world, which is something I didn't expect. You do facebook.com and then /author J.R. Langford, and that's me.
Fantastic. Jamie Langford, J.R. Langford, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been fun.
Thank you so much, Steve.